You're listening to SBS News.
Moments after appearing on live television profusely sweating and visibly ill, the head of Iran's coronavirus task force has tested positive for the virus himself. Iraj Harichi informed the nation in a video he filmed from his now quarantined home.
I wanted to inform you that I'm coronavirus positive. I had a fever yesterday. My initial test turned out to be positive late in the evening. I've isolated myself in a place since last night. I'm beginning treatment. I generally feel not too bad. I have body aches and a fever that will, God willing, get better.
Just one day earlier, he stood next to Iranian government spokesman Ali Raibi at a press conference announcing the death toll from the virus had risen to 16. It's the highest number of deaths outside China. The government has reported 95 cases of coronavirus infections, but many fear the actual number is higher. Mr. Harichi denies covering up the scale of the outbreak. In his home video, he promised authorities would contain the virus.
Rest assured that we will defeat the coronavirus. Be certain that we will. I believe it from my heart. Take care of yourselves. This virus is a democratic virus. It does not differentiate between the rich and the poor, or officials and non-officials. Anyone could get it.
Globally, around 80,000 people have been infected in at least 30 countries. In Italy, the virus started in the north and is now spreading down the country. More than 10 people have died and more than 300 are infected, the largest number of cases infected in Europe. Schoolteacher Mazio Tognolo has run out of food in his family home in the small northern town of Senfio-Arno. It's one of the country's 10 red zones that have effectively been closed off from the outside world.
Yesterday was a weird day because we felt the real isolation for the first time. There were very few vehicles around. There are many people on the street, and for the first time I saw people queuing in front of pharmacy. Many with protective masks, many without protective masks. I saw many people in small groups walking with dogs and children on bicycles. Paradoxically, it was nice to see these images. They took me back in time to when I was a kid, and people were social on the street because they can't leave the town.
A four-star hotel in Spain has gone into lockdown with hundreds of tourists inside after an Italian doctor on holiday tested positive for the virus. Angel Victor Torres, regional president of the Canary Islands, says authorities had traced the movements of the doctor and identified several dozen people who may have had contact with him.
They are now testing everyone in the hotel, more than 700 guests, and also, logically, all the staff at the hotel. The majority of them are from different countries. We are talking about 25 nationalities in this hotel. And we will follow up with all of them.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.